to be, you know, the first team to be able to win on dirt in the Cup Series, you know, in 50 years or so. That's something that I'm very proud of. Very proud of this team, because this weekend, you know, coming into the week, you just don't know, right? I said that's the phrase of the week. I don't know. Coming into this, and you didn't know what you had to work on in your car. You didn't know how the race was going to play out. You don't know how the track's going to change. And it's just, you know, watching and studying and, you know, getting in a dirt car for a few races in Volusia and running a heat race here a week ago. So, you know, all that kind of helped out and played out for us.
And there you go, Joey Logano on his win, the Food City Dirt Race at Bristol. It took some extra time. Obviously, everything that happened on Saturday got washed out. Sunday got washed out. And they ran two very successful races today at the Bristol Motor Speedway. Chase McCabe here with you for this Chasing Checkers recap. And I made the trip up to Bristol. Unfortunately, I was not able to see any racing, and so that was a bummer. But we watched some good shows on television, starting with the Penske's Truck Race, the Camping World Truck Series, in which Martin Truex Jr., who is not a Dirt Series regular by any means, a Truck Series regular either, he dominated and won that race. His first ever Camping World Truck Series win, and so he now joins Elite Company with having wins in all three of NASCAR's National Series. So pretty cool on that. You heard Joey Logano there on his win in the Cup Series race, and it was fun. And you know, I thought that the Dirt Series ringers were going to be able to do it, but Kyle Larson had trouble. So he was not one of those guys. Chase Briscoe, who's got dirt experience, I mean, he was not able to contend for the win, albeit he did finish 14th. So a decent day for him. Christopher Bell was another one, did not finish the race. So it was somebody like Logano, who does not have a ton of dirt experience, getting the win. But Ricky Stenhouse Jr., he is a dirt racer for sure, and has done quite well on dirt. He was able to come home second in a good run for him, and they needed that. His team needed that, and he was able to come home second. He talked about the track and what that whole thing was like.
Steve and the boys did a great job. Obviously, you know, I watched every race last week, and they did a great job with all the race cars on the racetrack, knowing that they had to prep the track a little different for our race cars. Obviously, you can't have it wet with the cars overheating and our grill screens and windshields and things like that. So they prepped the track to the best of their ability. Obviously, all the rain didn't help, and, you know, they reacted and did stuff as best they could, and, you know, came out here last night just to check out the track and kind of talk to them about, you know, what they were going to do between the stages and the competition cautions. And I think they did a great job. May have got a little bit behind there. You know, when we started running single file, all the dust just set in that second lane. And so I was one advocating for, you know, single file restarts. And I felt like, you know, NASCAR did a great job adapting to that because, you know, like Steve O'Donnell said, that's things that you see in dirt racing when track conditions just change and kind of out of your control at that point. But I think it made the racing better and a lot better there at the end. So, you know, hats off to everybody at NASCAR and everybody on the track crew.
There you go, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. on the track surface. And again, he does have experience. Sorry about the video there. The audio was a little bit off with some of NASCAR's media availability. But a good run for him. And listen, this is a learning experience. They had never done this before. It's been 50-plus years in the Cup Series since they had it. But, you know, with this iteration of NASCAR and the people involved in these cars, they'd never done this. And so they had to learn as they went. Yes, they've run the Truck Series at Eldora, but this was, you know, this is not a dirt track by trade by any means. So considering, I thought they did a good job, and I thought that the racing was pretty cool as well. Let's take a look at the top 10 at the Bristol Motor Speedway, the Food City Dirt Race. Joey Logano, as we said, led 61 laps. He gets the win. Stenhouse Jr. is second. Denny Hamlin is third, and looked like he had a chance there at the end. But Daniel Suarez, what a run for Daniel Suarez and that Trackhouse Racing team, still very new He comes home fourth, leading 58 laps. Ryan Newman spins early on, but ends up coming home fifth. William Byron sixth, Tyler Reddick seventh, Ryan Blaney eighth with a beat-up race car, Eric Jones ninth, and Chase Elliott rounds out the top 10. So there you go from the Food City Dirt Race. And I mentioned learning some things. So why is that important that they were able to do that and learn some things for, oh, I don't know, the future? It's because they announced before the final stage that they would be racing there again next year. They are going to do this again with the spring race. They are going to take the dirt off for the night race this August. They're going to put it back on for next spring. And I think it's cool because it gives them a chance to do it with fans in the stands, with a packed house. And I think that is important in NASCAR. Executive Senior Vice President of Competition Steve O'Donnell addressed what next year might look like.
Yeah, too early to tell what we would do next year in terms of what that weekend could look like, Dustin. But, you know, we never go into something thinking this will just be a one-off. You know, our hope was that this would be a success and something that we could repeat and become really a staple of the schedule going forward. So certainly a number of things we learned throughout the weekend that will apply to 2022's event weekend. Some of those things, you know, how much you race in a single day. Are there other racing series that could be part of this in terms of the late models as well? So, you know, we fully intend to be back 22 and beyond and continue to apply those learnings and put on some great races.
This goes back to some things that we've talked about on the show. NASCAR trying new things. And that's what these drivers and fans all wanted. They wanted to try new things. They wanted to shake up the schedule. And it looks like, at least for the next year, this is here to stay. Now, I believe that something like a dirt race maybe doesn't need to happen every year. I thought it was fun. I loved the racing. I would like to, if it is going to happen every year, I'd like to see them go to like an Eldora or, you know, some actual dirt tracks and not necessarily Bristol. However, it was cool. And I want to see what it looks like with a packed house. You know, give Bristol Motor Speedway that puts so much into this a chance to have a packed house. I'm totally fine with that. But Denny Hamlin, you know, did say after the race, like, okay, cool, like it. But we can't, you know, and he was asked about taking some of the rules that they did and applying that to other races. Can't do that. Can't change everything. But I like what they did here. The experiment was worth it. And I'm glad to see it again next year. I think that'll be cool to try it again, see what they learned, see how they can change it, and then move on there. But a cool weekend nonetheless. Again, wish the weather had cooperated. I will definitely go next year and make it where if it happens on Monday, I can stay. But unfortunately, that just didn't work out this year. But there you go. We'll have a full recap of the race throughout the weekend, of course, on Chasing Checkers this Saturday at 9 o'clock on ESPN 102.5 The Game. But you can keep up with everything throughout the week. It is an off weekend, of course. But keep up with that at ChasingCheckersRadio.com. Also at Chasing_Checkers on Twitter and Chasing Checkers Radio on Instagram as well. I'm Chase McCabe. We'll see you at the track.